It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Rob Gutman and Andy McCann to work through this weekend's set of Premier League fixtures. I've got all sorts coming up for you, and I mean all sorts. Five callers over the course of this Friday show. So we're going to have Laura, Kirk Francis and David Mooney on the big title game. We've got Rich Ferraro and Tom Fahey after the Europa League quarter-final. Both of them are going to be in the semi-finals there to come as well. But no messing around. We're going to start with the biggest game of Merseyside season. Before I get to Rob, before I get to Andy, here's Paddy Boyle.
From The Athletic, joined by Paddy Boylan to talk about the Blues. I had Paddy on a few weeks ago and he sort of said, well, the Hill Dickinson people don't feel as good. It's waiting for a big result. And then I would argue in a not unexpected turn of events, Everton played a Chelsea side who wanted to try to keep the ball down, play progressive football. Everton played on the counter and decimated them, Everton 3, Chelsea 0. And Paddy, I think it's perfectly reasonable to say that Everton, David Moyes will be hoping, obviously for a similar outcome, but more for a similar sort of game on Sunday.
Yeah, the sense I've got is that Everton will just be looking to repeat that blueprint. It was by far, that Chelsea win was by far the best afternoon Everton have had at Hill Dickinson. It was a day where just about everything came together on and off the pitch. And I think that's almost why you saw the improvement, the increase in standards on it. You have to chart it all the way back to, there was no need for Everton to have a coach welcome. Everton's players convened before matches at the Titanic Hotel, which for everybody that knows the geography of the city of Liverpool is a stone's throw from the actual stadium. There was no reason for Everton to do a coach welcome. But the squad, and in particular David Moyes, a key decision maker in all this, decided to facilitate that before the Chelsea game. Almost as a gesture of goodwill. It was like, let's try and build something together. Let's try and do this together, because atmospheres have not been what we would have wanted in recent weeks. And you saw it's basically, the relationship's pretty symbiotic. Everton fans gathered early. I think the weather helped in this really bizarre way, in the sense
that
lined the streets. They had a 5:30 kickoff fans, so they were drinking in the pubs and bars from pretty early in the day.